Deputy Summit County Prosecutor Matt Bates told us the program has been in place for about 2.5 years and now has 12 participants. He said they are graduating about 2 or 3 people a year.
Drug court is a problem-solving court that we've established in Summit County to help those drug offenders who are sort of at the highest risk to relapse and reoffend and also have the highest needs for treatment to come into a more supervised atmosphere and have a little more close interaction with the judge.
Entering the drug court, he said, is a decision that has to be made by both the defendant and the court.
You have to want to do it. We do a screening where we look at your criminal background. We make sure that you don't have any serious history of violence, that you don't have any history of sex offenses, things that would create a safety concern for other people in drug court or for the treatment team. And then as long as you have a felony charge and you are screened by Valley Behavioral Services as being in that high-risk, high-needs category, then we will accept you into drug court.
Bates visited our studios with drug court's latest graduate, Camas resident Jordan Hannay. He explained why she was considered a good candidate for the program.
Jordan had actually been on probation for a few years when she came into drug court and had struggled a bit. I know her probation officer, Robert Sid, had chased her around Summit County and chased her around Salt Lake Valley a little bit. And she was actually facing the possibility, because she had violated her probation a couple of times, mm-hmm. of going to prison. And so I know your attorney talked to you about drug court. We had actually just started it up, and we said, you know, why don't we try drug court and see if that works? And I think it did.
It did work.
Jordan said her background included addictions to heroin and meth.
I started using when I was around the age of 16, and it started with prescription pills, OxyContin particularly. I was in a severe accident on my motorcycle, and it started with after surgery, and then it progressed from there. Started using by choice after that, and then it got to the point where it wasn't necessarily by choice, it was a survival need from there on out.
So what was it that finally got through to you that you wanted to, you know, that you had the will to stop?
A lot of it was I was tired and embarrassed of going in front of the judge. I was starting to get ashamed about what I was doing. And then it was easier when I had somebody there to hold me accountable for what I was doing every single Monday.
She said drug court helped her in several ways.
Well, first off, it helped me stay sober, and that was the first thing. And then secondly, it helped me become more responsible in my daily living, moving out onto my own, being responsible for my own bills, things like that that keep you going in life.
She said it took her 2 years to complete drug court. Now she said she has a great job in property management in the basin.
My boss is wonderful, and they know my past, and they're willing to work with me as long as I was doing what I needed to do with my program. In the future, I don't think it'll be too hard to find a job.
One of the benefits of drug court for somebody in Jordan's position is when she successfully completes the program, the court reduces her charges. So she was a convicted felon, and having completed drug court, we've reduced that, so she no longer has a felony record. And that does make it easier for her to find work, go to school, things like that.
The court requires not only a commitment of time, but of funds, according to Bates.
While you're in drug court, you do drug testing 3 times a week, which is, what, $15 a pop?
It is now $20, so you spend $60 a week in drug testing. And then at Valley, depending on the number of classes you go to per week, that's also a sliding scale, so that depends on your income. But I think overall, it rounded off to be about $6,500 a year for me.
Jordan Hannay and Deputy County Prosecutor Matt Bates. Jordan said she hopes to keep working and go to school online. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.